Good morning. It's Friday, June 21st, and this is the Daily Chirp Podcast. We're bringing you a closer look at one of our top stories, along with other important things going on in our community. Today, on Wednesday, the Sierra Vista African American Community Coalition hosted the 9th annual Juneteenth celebration at Buena High School. Before we begin, we'd like to thank our sponsors at Lolly Automotive.
Hi everyone, I'm Sean Lolly from the Lolly Automotive Group, and we've stocked up on inventory at all of our dealerships. If you've been thinking about a new car, we've got the deal for you on a new Buick, GMC, Chevrolet, Ford, Kia, Hyundai, Honda, Nissan, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You don't have to go to Tucson or Phoenix to buy a new vehicle. We're your hometown dealer since 1995. We'll beat the big city dealers in price, and our customer service is small town dealer friendly. Come into any one of the Lolly dealerships today or shop lollycars.com and see why nobody beats a Lolly deal. Nobody.
Now some Arizona trivia. Did you know that Jason Sellards, known as Jake Shears, is an Arizonan musician best known as co-lead vocalist of the pop rock band Scissor Sisters? After their hiatus in 2012, Shears pursued a solo career, releasing his debut album in 2018 and Last Man Dancing in 2023. He made his Broadway debut in Kinky Boots in 2018 and starred in the West End's Cabaret in 2023. As a child, Shears moved frequently, culminating in a move to New York where he formed Scissor Sisters. Known for his flamboyant performances, Shears has collaborated with various artists and published his autobiography, Boys Keep Swinging, in 2018. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Benson Hospital. Benson Hospital now has 3 locations for primary care services. Let their compassionate providers care for your entire family. Your health starts here. Call to schedule an appointment today at 520-720-6551. Now our feature story. On Wednesday, the Sierra Vista African American Community Coalition hosted the 9th annual Juneteenth celebration at Buena High School. This event featured vendors, food trucks, dance performances, comedy, and live music, all under the theme Get More in 2024. The celebration was organized by Alin Renee, widely known as Queen A, to provide the local community with an opportunity to celebrate Juneteenth without having to travel to Tucson. Renee initiated the event out of a love for Juneteenth and her culture. A key highlight of the celebration was the performance by Barbia Williams, an instructor at the University of Arizona School of Dance and co-founder of the Barbia Williams Performing Company. Along with her students, Williams entertained attendees with a variety of dance, drum, and spoken word acts. Each year, the event features a keynote speaker from the local community. This year, Dr. Bishop Andrew Sexton addressed the attendees, emphasizing the importance of unity for growth and development. Renee expressed her passion for the event, loving dance and culture from all races and creeds. In honor of Juneteenth, a flag depicting the day is displayed at Tompkins Park and will remain there throughout June. The city of Sierra Vista supported the event, with Mayor Pro Tem Carolyn Umphrey reading a proclamation by Mayor Clea McCaw, officially declaring Juneteenth a holiday for the city. Sierra Vista City Council member Mark Rodriguez highlighted the importance of the holiday for the community, noting its diverse history with the Buffalo Soldiers and the military community nearby. Rodriguez explained that Juneteenth, marking the day the last enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, were freed on June 19, 1865, often doesn't receive the recognition it deserves. Attendees of the celebration underscored the importance of remembering the past and celebrating the significance of Juneteenth. Darlene Moten, one of the attendees, reflected on her family's history and highlighted the contributions of Black Americans despite the hardships faced by their ancestors. The Juneteenth celebration in Sierra Vista serves as a reminder of the importance of recognizing and celebrating freedom, unity, and cultural contributions. Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Prestige Family Living.
At Prestige Assisted Living at Sierra Vista, we know that the best food comes from the heart. Our dining program, A Taste of Prestige, is crafted by our talented culinary teams and tailored to the nutritional needs of older adults. We use fresh ingredients and local flavors to prepare healthy, mouthwatering meals our residents love. It's one more way we help older adults celebrate life at every age. For more about dining at Prestige Senior Living, visit tasteofprestige.com. Again, that's tasteofprestige.com.
Next, in Arizona and across the country, international students make up about 1 in 8 Division I college athletes. But since the introduction of name, image, and likeness, they haven't been able to take advantage of the same opportunities as their peers due to visa restrictions. Cronkite News has more on the story.
The NCAA is currently settling a $2.7 billion class action suit that will pay former and current college athletes. The rush of money into college sports is blurring the lines between amateurism and professionalism, and some college athletes have been left out. Aoife Kane looks at how international athletes are at a financial disadvantage.
In the multi-billion dollar industry of college sports, there's one group of athletes who currently do not benefit from NIL. International students can only earn passive income due to visa restrictions. They make up about 1 in 8 Division I college athletes, but can't benefit from most NIL opportunities in what has become a lucrative industry for their peers. Over the last year, the issue has been discussed by lawmakers in Washington.
It is a $16 billion or more industry that is fueled by the blood, sweat, and tears of these athletes.
In October, Senators Ricketts and Blumenthal proposed a bill that would allow international student athletes to earn money through their name, image, and likeness. House members filed a similar bill in April.
International student athletes represent about 12% of Division I athletes. Currently, a lot of these students are on what you call an F1 visa.
At Arizona State University, about 1 in 7 student athletes hail from outside the U.S. Competing on the women's golf team, Beth Coulter is on an F1 visa from Ireland.
I feel like it's a disadvantage for international students. Of course, we're in their country competing and stuff, but I would definitely love to see that international students could kind of earn a little bit of money or kind of not be as disadvantaged in that aspect.
Roy Gannat from Israel plays tennis at ASU and says earning NIL money would allow him to travel to compete in tournaments across the country as he attempts to turn pro.
Yeah, it would make life way easier. And then, in tennis, we don't get too much money from tournaments, and it's a very expensive sport too.
The NCAA told Cronkite News it supports change so international student athletes can benefit from NIL. But movement in Congress is unlikely in an election year, according to college sports attorney Greg Clifton.
We've had numerous bills introduced under NIL. I don't know if it's going to go anywhere. But right now, the question is, are we going to make a specific exception under the immigration laws and under this F1 visa for student athletes?
Modification to the F1 visa could undermine its origin, a visa to study abroad.
Because now it becomes more of a work visa as opposed to a student visa. So there would definitely be some interesting aspects of that people who practice immigration law are going to have a lot of fun with.
I spoke with Senator Ricketts about his bill to amend the F1 visa. He said that he doesn't want young, talented athletes to be disincentivized from coming to the United States and that the bill levels the playing field. But for now, international students will continue to be restricted in NIL deals. In Washington, Aoife Kane, Cronkite News.
The Department of Homeland Security told Cronkite News that it's actively discussing international student athlete compensation through NIL.
Thanks for listening. Before we continue, a quick message from our sponsors, Ace Hardware.
Hi, this is Les from Sierra Vista Ace. This is a great time to paint. Ace stocks Clark & Kensington, Valspar, Dunn Edwards, and our own Ace Royal Paint in interior and exterior finishes. We can computer match other brands and colors too. All the colors you can imagine, even one named Sierra Vista. Decide on the wall or room to paint, bring in a color idea, and let Ace mix your paint. Treat yourself to a new brush and roller too. Save gas, save time, shop Ace first. Sierra Vista Ace since 1981 on the corner of Fry and Highway 92.
Next, an upcoming event that you should know about. This Saturday at 6:30 p.m., head over to the Sierra Vista United Methodist Church for a concert from the Sky Island Chamber Society. They promise a mixture of song selections and styles, including formal Bach, jazzy Bach, foot stomps, hand rhythms, audience participation, and more. Finally, today we're remembering the life of Barbara Morales. Barbara was born in Hunn, Arkansas, and moved to Bisbee as a child. She left high school early to start a family and married David Morales in 1972, merging their families. She was best known as the owner of the Pizza House in Bisbee and later worked as a business manager for Cochise County. Barbara retired in 2006, enjoying her grandchildren and bingo trips. She was predeceased by her parents, husband, a son, and a grandson. She is survived by her brother, 3 sons, and numerous grandchildren. Thank you for taking a moment to celebrate and remember Barbara's life. Thanks for tuning in to the Herald Review podcast today. And remember, the Herald Review is here for you with local news you can trust. Subscribe today for unlimited access to all of our content for just $14 per month. This is less than the cost of 1 hour of one reporter's work on a single story. Also, want to stay up to date on what's going on? Join Neighbor, your trusted neighborhood community. Neighbor is a free online forum you can trust to connect with your community, focus on facts, and make a difference. Join the conversation. Visit nabur.myheraldreview.com.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, especially in Cochise County. Become part of the hyperlocal conversation on Cochise County's exclusive social media platform, Neighbor. That's N-A-B-U-R. Your neighbors are striking up meaningful conversations, sharing exquisite Cochise County photos, and respecting each other's views without any other social media noise. No unwanted advertising and only respectful conversations on hot community topics. That's right. Our journalism project manager can set the record straight and help answer any pressing questions about the happenings in our community. Join the conversation at myheraldreview.com/NABUR.